aches, pain. The patient satisfaction reports are amazing. Want to learn more? Call Superior Healthcare Physical Medicine now. Call 314-394-1923. Joint rejuvenation therapy is non-surgical. No steroids either. It's FDA approved. And yes, it is covered by Medicare and health insurance. If your knees hurt when you stand up, walk, or climb stairs, it's time to get relief with joint rejuvenation therapy. It's now available in our area. Call the Knee Pain Center at Superior Healthcare Physical Medicine on Manchester Road. Get a free consultation at 314-394-1923. You don't have to live with that knee pain anymore. Call the Knee Pain Center at Superior Healthcare now. 314-394-1923.
Hey, it's John Carney with an invite for you to join me on a trip. We're going to France in October. You probably have heard. We've teamed up with Colette, North America's leading tour operator, for this once-in-a-lifetime vacation. 11 days. Think about that. October 19th, we leave and we go to Paris. We'll spend 3 days there. We'll check out the Eiffel Tower. In fact, we'll eat in a Chateau. Also off to Provence on the TGV train. We'll also go to Nîmes. We'll head to Monaco and Nice, and we'll see so much. And of course, we'll stop at a winery or two and the best of local French cuisine, of course. Cezanne's workshop is a stop. A lot of time to do some exploring on your own. Let's do this adventure together. Find out more. A live presentation set for Wednesday, March 8th, 6 o'clock at Brasserie by Nice in the Central West End. Brasserie, Wednesday, March 8th. More information about our trip online at KTRS.com and click on the Carney Show page.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I like them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/ABC Radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/ABC Radio. ZipRecruiter.com/ABC Radio.
Need a new CPAP? Then we need you. We're CPAP.com, and we recently overstocked the world's best CPAP machines. Top-of-the-line devices from brands like ResMed and Philips Respironics. Call now and get one of these overstocked CPAPs for a fraction of the price. We'll even give you free next-day air shipping. Call 1-800-500-5671. The best part? No insurance needed. We're giving out these CPAPs at prices so low, they'll cost less than your copay and deductible through insurance. CPAP.com has shipped over 1 million orders and has the world's largest selection of CPAPs and accessories. With no retail overhead or costly middlemen, we're the best way to get comfortable, effective sleep apnea equipment at incredibly low prices. Again, CPAP.com has overstocked premium CPAPs. Call now to get a ResMed or Philips Respironics machine for a fraction of the price with free next-day air shipping. Call 1-800-500-5671. Hurry. When these overstocked CPAPs are gone, they're really gone. That's 1-800-500-5671.
Message and data rates may apply.
All across America, men over 45 are feeling more energetic and passionate thanks to Nugenix. And their women are definitely loving the difference.
Suddenly, he has so much more energy. I can't believe it. It's definitely a turn on.
He has passion and drive again. It's incredibly sexy.
It's like the guy I knew 10 years ago suddenly showed up again.
Nugenix is so effective, it's the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting AGAIN to 321-321. Nugenix is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, more energetic, and more passionate too. Even Hall of Fame slugger Frank Thomas.
Take it from me, the Big Hurt. Nugenix works. And guys, it'll be a big hit with her too.
Nugenix is available at many fine retailers, but you can only get your complimentary bottle by texting AGAIN to 321-321. That's AGAIN to 321-321.
Looking for new carpet, maybe new tile? You found it with Carpet Masters.
How about this? That carpet has been ruined by the cat or the dog? Let Carpet Masters rip it up and install brand new carpet. They'll bring the showroom to you so you can pick and choose which is the best carpet for your living room. All of the samples will come right to your house courtesy of Carpet Masters. While you're there, ask about them cleaning your ducts too. STLCarpetMasters.com, 636-532-1311 or STLCarpetMasters.com.
Medical alert. Recent studies have linked the commercial herbicide Roundup with a significant increase in non-Hodgkin lymphoma. If you or a loved one were exposed to Roundup at work and then developed non-Hodgkin lymphoma, you may be entitled to financial compensation and you have the right to take action. Call the Levin Papantonio Law Firm today, toll-free, for a free consultation at 800-340-6621. Don't delay. Call today. That's 800-340-6621. Non-attorney spokesperson.
For a first or second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
It's Frank. On Thursday, just before we left for the Dominican Republic, I went to Ballast Dental Care. I'd had that appointment set for like 4 or 5 months, but it worked out great because just before we left for the trip, I get a clean bill of health. All is good, knowing my teeth are okay before I went away. I don't think I want to go to the dentist out of the country. I just don't, unless it was an emergency and I had to. I don't think there's going to be an emergency because my teeth are maintained and have been for almost 44 years now by Ballast Dental Care. Let me just say this to you. If you are not going to the dentist because you don't have one, Ballast Dental Care. If you're not going because you're scared, I get it, Ballast Dental Care. That stuff ends when you start going to Ballast Dental Care. You'll see. Make one appointment. They'd love to meet you. They'd love to have you. Please tell them your AM and the PM. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. BallastDentalCare.com.
You need two down and one to go on a Monday. Scott Sherman in for Frank. He's under the weather today, back from the Dominican. Dan Strauss, back from the Dominican.
I'm here.
Ian Geist, back from his couch.
Right.
Everybody ready to go. Mike Evans, a little bit later. I was talking to Ian a little bit off stage. Man, I miss sitting around. Yeah, this is like a broadcast thing, like a professional.
Broadcast stage?
This is like, yeah. Isn't that the term? Aren't you a professor? Is that right?
Yeah, but I've never called it a broadcast.
That's because it's wrong.
Oh, okay.
I miss sitting around listening to music. And Ian said he never really did that.
No. Yeah, a lot of people will. Frank always talks about how many songs he has on his phone and things like that. I don't have any music on my phone.
I don't have any music on my phone either. And I used to sit around and listen to music when I was younger. I don't so much anymore. I watch TV a lot.
But I miss it. Yeah, I'm like, I sit around watching 600 Pound Life.
Yeah.
And going, oh, look at those guys. They're terrible. I'm eating the exact same food that they're eating in the first segment. And then as soon as they go to the 1,200 calorie diet, I get really nervous. And that, you ever watch this?
No.
There's Dr. Nas is his name. And this is his nickname. And he walks in and he says the same thing to everybody, no matter what it is. He's the same. Hello. And then he goes, looks like you lost 25 pounds. You're supposed to lose 125 pounds. If you don't stop, I'm going to kick you out of the program.
He works at a center that works with the
morbidly,
dangerously obese people, and yeah, they have to lose weight before they can even do the lap band surgery sometimes.
Oh, yeah. I've known some people like that before. They have to lose so many pounds before they can even go in and do that surgery.
Dr. Nawazin is his name.
Nawazin.
He's a really nice guy and unbelievable surgeon, but it's not just getting in there and getting surgery. You have to teach yourself how to do that. Yeah. Gateway Health and Wellness probably would be able to do that. It's not like Alive, but that works.
MD Health.
MD Health and Wellness.
Mm-hmm.
It's Gateway Lock and Security.
That is correct.
And you could do that, too. But I watch all these shows, and I don't listen to a lot of music. I don't watch nearly as many movies as I would like. I did see a movie over the weekend that I enjoyed a lot called Get Out, which It just previewed on Friday. Dan, you were out of the country while they were talking about this. Before it was spoiled,
Jordan
I had to go
Peele,
see
Jordan Peele, right?
Yeah, I think.
One of the Key and Peele guys?
Yeah. Really good movie. This kid is dating the Brian Williams' daughter, the one that did that debacle with the...
Allison?
Peter Pan.
Oh,
which was worse than Brian Williams lying about getting shot down.
Is Get Out a comedy?
No, it's a thriller horror movie. So I don't know if anybody remembers a movie called The Brood by a guy named David Cronenberg back in the 70s. It's like a pre-slasher movie. It's not a lot of gore, which is good, and it's not a lot of jump cuts. You know, the stuff where you're looking in a tree and next thing you know, it's like a knife at you.
Yeah.
This is a psychological thriller that sort of reminds me of that. I'm not really a movie geek, but I loved this movie. It's an interracial couple with this Allison Williams and this other kid.
Oh, I've seen the trailer.
And it is uncomfortable for a while. And it's got funny in the right place, and it's got scary in the right place. And until the very end, even though you kind of sort of might be able to figure it out, it gets you. And it's a real old-fashioned-y kind of movie, if you're considering like the 70s horror movies old-fashioned. Not a lot of blood, not disgusting, really smart, well done. But not only that, but...
That's still in theaters?
Yeah, it just opened Friday.
Oh, okay.
And it was packed. And I had these fools that, now you buy tickets, most of the theaters you buy this and you get assigned seats. So we
do?
Yeah.
Oh, with the recliner ones.
Yeah.
You went there. Okay.
Well, yeah, that's the Esquire. That's the one by my house. And
Theaters, that's all they have now anymore. I know the West Olive one, that's all there is with the big chairs.
Cool, and they got the soda machine where you can pick like 8 million flavors of soda. And we bought the tickets. I went in and got the tickets at 2 o'clock for a 4 o'clock show, and I bought three right together. We go, there's people sitting in our seats. They're looking at us. I'm like, 10, 11, and 12, aisle G? When you went to go buy them, they were already they were sold out, and they were with the people that had bought the other two tickets, and then they left like cocktails sitting in the cup holder, so like this cup of nasty wine. So my girlfriend went to go give it to them, and she goes, they claim it's not theirs. It was still cold.
And it was going to be on your bill.
It wasn't an order it thing. But they left booze sitting in the cup holder, and then pretended like they had not done that. It was very strange, almost as strange as the movie, but not nearly as entertaining. But one of my favorite movies from when I was a kid. Is a movie called Weird Science, and over the weekend, actor Bill Paxton died at the age of 61 from, Dan said,
complications from heart surgery. He had a stroke.
And if you don't remember the movie Weird Science, its theme song went something exactly like this.
From my heart and from my hand, why don't people understand my intention?
You guys remember this movie?
Oh, my goodness. Kelly LeBrock?
How do you not? This is a movie you can't make anymore. Anthony Michael Hall, coming off of 16 Candles, and a guy named Ian Mitchell Smith, who I've never seen anything else.
No.
I don't know if he's still alive. Yeah. I hope he is. Directed and made by John Hughes of The Breakfast Club and 16 Candles and Ferris Bueller's Day Off and a bunch of other stuff. He made this thing. You can't make this anymore. These are two guys playing with a computer, so it sort of links into what Jose was talking about, just with what the tech talk stuff. And they make a woman by putting stuff into the computer, virtual reality, before it exists, so that they can have sex with her.
Yes, because they were both nerdy guys.
Yeah, they couldn't get a date in high school. They're 16. One kid's got braces and zits, so they decide they're going to make a sex toy out of, and she comes to life. And I don't want to ruin it because it was made 31 years ago,
yes.
But they're successful. Now, Bill Paxton, that's the first time I ever saw him in a movie. And here's a little Bill Paxton trivia for you. Not apparently, but there is a picture of him. He was at the hotel, the Dallas Hotel, on the 22nd of November 1963.
Really?
The day that J. John F. Kennedy was shot, the morning he was assassinated in Dallas, and there's a picture of him at the Texas School Book Depository memorial thing for President Kennedy's.
Well, he was like 8 years old or something.
8 years old, and there's a picture of him being held up in with President Kennedy's picture. So that's a piece of trivia, but that was Bill Paxton's, I don't know, second or third movie. He went on to be in Aliens, Predator, True Lies, Apollo 13, Twister, Titanic, and a movie called Big Love.
Yeah, and I forgot he was in Titanic because he was the one that discovered the Titanic and brought Rose to his boat and was going through and sending those pods down or whatever to take pictures of.
He's
all
the marine
stuff.
Biologist raised yeah. the Titanic guy. And,
yeah.
And from all accounts, perfectly wonderful guy that everybody liked. But he, I'm confused or have been confused in the past with another actor with a similar name. And Ian brought this to my attention. I don't know if this is too soon or not for the late Bill Paxton, but there's a trivia yeah. game.
Yes, and I think it even starts from a movie or something. There's two people playing Pullman or Paxton because they kind of look alike. They played similar roles and things like that. So, yeah, you can a list of movies, and you have to guess which one. A League of Their Own, which Pullman or Paxton.
Oh, man, are we playing now?
Yeah.
Oh, A League of Their Own? I would say Pullman.
That is Pullman.
Okay.
Correct.
Let's interchange this.
I never got them confused, though.
Let's mix it up, interchange a little bit. Here is Bill Paxton from Weird Science. He played Chet. This was one of the best bad guy, brother, jerk characters. He was the older brother of Wyatt, was the kid that I didn't know. And he's the parents are away for the weekend, like every John Hughes movie in suburban Illinois, suburban Chicago. And here's Chet, played by Bill Paxton, being a jerk.
Time to pay the fiddler.
We used to walk around quoting this.
Here's the bottom line, Wyatt. I'm telling Mom and Dad everything. I'm even considering making up some How about a nice, greasy pork sandwich served in a dirty ashtray?
Yeah, they come home drunk in one night and are hungover the next day, and he's trying to tell them all the things they should eat.
Blowing cigar smoke right in there.
You spinning this?
Chet,
that's her nose. Come on, now look, she has nothing to do with it. Okay. You die. She walks out of here with a severe limp.
Pointing a shotgun at the girl, Anthony Michael Hall's girlfriend's face.
This is a Pershing missile, yes. Chet.
It's Chet. My name is Chet, and I didn't think it was a whale's honey. I want to get to the bottom of this. ASAFP.
Oh, so do I.
First, I'd like to butter your muffin.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry, Wyatt. I'm sorry for being such a to you all these years.
That's after she turns him into a
big blob, big, gross, disgusting Jabba the Hutt-looking creature.
Spitting out, like infected, like, zits. He turns into a good guy at the end, so all ends well. So, do you have any more trivia for Paxton?
Pullman and Paxton in the movie Casper. I'm assuming, I can't remember that was like.
Wow. Casper the Friendly Ghost, that was Pullman.
I'm going to say Paxton.
Dan is correct.
Dan is correct.
That is Bill Pullman. Independence Day, the president.
That is Pullman.
That's Pullman.
Yeah.
Does the winner get one of these turkeys?
Mighty Joe Young.
Paxton.
Oh, man. Paxton.
Look at that.
Sleepless in Seattle.
Sleepless in Seattle. Pullman.
Pullman, yeah.
And we talked about Titanic and
Paxton. I have one for you.
Twister, of course, yeah.
Paxton, I have one. What about Singles from 1992 or so? The movie Singles, Bridget Fonda.
I don't think I ever saw that one.
No, I never saw it either.
It's Bill Pullman plays her doctor who talks her out of getting breast augmentation surgery.
Wow.
Good for you.
Paxton versus Pullman. I like that Bridget Fonda. Then she ended up getting breast augmentation surgery in real life. Any more? You got any more Chets?
No, I think that was all the Chet clips.
So there you go. The great Bill Paxton, gone at the age of 61. Not only gone, but gone so soon, they couldn't put him in the in memoriam montage. They had... They had the chick from Friends do it.
But they said... And they said going into this surgery, he was really worried about going into the surgery.
It's really sad because when you hear surgery and they weren't specific about it, you think,
some sort
oh,
of
man,
heart surgery.
You know, he's from Hollywood. Maybe it's like a Joan Rivers kind of a thing. But it's terrible. And his family did release a statement. This is absolutely true. It's with a heavy heart. We share the news that Bill Paxton has passed away due to complications from surgery. A loving husband and father, Bill began his career in Hollywood, working on films in the art department, and went on to have an illustrious career spanning four decades as a beloved and prolific actor and filmmaker. Bill's passion for the arts was felt by all who knew him, and his warm and tireless energy were undeniable. We ask, please respect the family's wish for privacy as they mourn the loss of their adored husband and father. And please, please, please do not play Pullman versus Paxton trivia game. That would be in terribly poor taste.
They said that too?
Probably added that. But, God, at 61, he just seems young because I guess I'm just getting old.
How long ago did Twister come out? Twister came out, what?
Twister, 90...
Late 90s?
97? Wow.
Maybe. Yeah, let me check this thing. Ian's probably got it.
96.
Holy
96.
Cow.
96. He won a couple of Golden Globe awards for... he didn't win any of them. He won a SAG award for a Screen Actors Guild performance in Apollo 13. And he was nominated for that show, Big Love, and Hatfields and McCoys, which was really a good miniseries that I think Kevin Costner was in. I think, was that Kevin Costner?
I can't remember.
That was really good on the History Channel.
He was in Tombstone, too, wasn't he? He was the he was one of the brothers, I believe, that was shot and killed in the bar. And they were trying to get the bullet out of him or something like that. He was laying on the pool table. I'm pretty sure he was in Tombstone.
He played Morgan Earp.
Yeah.
I guess that's Wyatt Earp's brother.
Yeah.
So the late now, Bill Paxton. They wouldn't mind us making a nice memorial about him and remembering him from the thing I remember him in, Weird Science.
Speaking of weird...
Speaking of science.
Traffic is a science, and Tim Weiland is weird. So we're going to combine it.
That's not true. It's the other way around. Traffic is weird, and Tim Weiland is science.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
I thought you guys were going to play a cut from when Chet was the blob and talking and farting and everything at the same time. I remember that in Weird Science.
When he was talking.
What kind of lowbrow show do you think this is?
Yeah. Tim.
Oh my gosh. You're right. You're right. You're
gonna ruin our. Gonna ruin
talking
our.
Talking and breaking wind at the same time.
It's gonna ruin the Marconi nomination doing that.
But don't you remember when?
He was LeBron belching out. Yeah. Oh, and they said he stunk and just.
And he's farting and talking to him like. So yeah, I forgot it. That's a little too low for the show.
That was Thursday night on our trip.
That was Dan with the gurgles, right?
Yeah.
You are traveling on westbound Highway 40. Things are jamming up from Grand, and it's going to remain slow through the McCutcheon Overpass, and that was due to an earlier accident. You had police incident on southbound Lindbergh up in North County that was blocking the right lane just a little bit north of Highway 270. The left lane was open. You were getting some slowdowns both directions as folks take a look. to see what it is. We've got an accident reported in both directions. It's probably in the intersection at Highway 67 at Meyer Road in Jefferson County. You've got an incident on westbound Highway 4064 at Highway 70, partially blocking a lane, and that has traffic jammed at Winghaven. Southbound 270, Olive down through Doherty Ferry. You had southbound 170 that was heavy from Olive down through Highway 40, and eastbound 270 just a little bit slow now, approaching Lindbergh through New Florissant. This traffic report is brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Indeed.com delivers five times more hires than any other job site. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. I'm Tim Weiland with your KTRS Airborne Traffic.
Live. And local.
The Big 550 KTRS.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
I don't know where you bank. There's no way I would know that. That's your business. But I will ask you this question. Why are you banking there? And would you consider moving to First Community Credit Union to do your banking? If your answer is, oh, I'm pretty happy. Why would I do that? I'm fine. Fine's not good enough. And you don't know what fine is until you become a member of First Community Credit Union. It's not just fine. The rates are competitive. The place is very stable and secure. A lot of assets owned by the customers. We're called members. And it's the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. 43 locations. First Community Credit Union. Give that some thought, will you? In the meantime, stop in and have some free popcorn on us at any location. FirstCommunity.com.
Hey, Cardinal fans. Single game tickets for the upcoming season are on sale now. Make sure you pick out your top games and be a part of the exciting action this year at Busch Stadium. Interleague play will feature the Toronto Blue Jays, Boston Red Sox, Kansas City Royals, and the Tampa Bay Rays. The schedule features weekend series with the Reds, Cubs, Giants, Mets, and many more. Your favorite players are back. Adam Wainwright, Matt Carpenter, and newest addition, Dexter Fowler. Along with great promotional items like the championship rings, jerseys, and bobbleheads, we've added t-shirts, a Mike Shannon alarm clock, hats, and pullovers, just to name a few. So don't wait. Get the best seats for the best games and promotional dates right now. Single game tickets are on sale now. Cardinals.com/promotions.
These fans are getting some big league baseball tonight.
There's only one Cardinals baseball.
Tired of stale old potato chips in the vending machine? How about fresh fruit? How about a nice Cobb salad or a nice fresh chicken wrap? It's possible thanks to a St. Louis company called Dynamic Vending. They have a state-of-the-art kitchen where they will cook the meals every single day. They will deliver them to your office, and then you have the option of working through lunch with great, healthy food options. You don't believe me? You need to find out about Dynamic Vending. They've been in business here in St. Louis for over 25 years. They're called micro markets, and what they're able to do is they're able to bring you fresh food. They have self-checkout payment kiosks. How would you like Starbucks in your office for coffee options? Yes, Dynamic Vending can do that as well. It is the most amazing company, and I'm thrilled to be their spokesman. DynamicVending.com, DynamicVending.com, or 314-895-1685. Revolutionize lunch in your office. Dynamic Vending.
Even in uncertain times, we must not neglect to appreciate the freedoms we all enjoy and the brave men and women who protect those freedoms. Ernie Paddy Collision salutes our armed forces, our police, firefighters, and paramedics who protect us, our communities, and our country. Ernie Paddy Collision is proud to serve St. Louis for over 30 years, providing full-service collision and mechanical repair using the latest technology and equipment to restore your vehicle to its original condition. Our iCar-trained technicians are just a phone call or click away. A direct repair shop for most insurance companies and car dealers, Ernie Paddy is your one-stop auto collision, engine, and tire center, providing the highest quality guarantee on workmanship for all repairs. Free pickup and delivery with 24-hour towing available. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. For directions and to follow the daily progress of your vehicle repairs online, go to ErniePettyCollision.com. Saluting our great country and all who honor and support the men and women who allow us our freedoms. Thank you for your service.
Growing up not too far from the Severs Equipment location in Hamel, Illinois, I was always impressed by the lineup of all types of new and used equipment at their facility. You know, big Case IH tractors, combines, plows, and planters. And I must admit, a lot of other really cool stuff that I liked climbing on and exploring when they were closed. Over the years, I've come to know them as the regional leader in the ag equipment business and so much more. In the impressive lineup of new Case IH, JCB, Kubota, Exmark, and used equipment of all types and purposes makes it obvious. So the message is simple. If you're in the market for new or used ag equipment, tractors big or small, construction equipment, or commercial-grade turf management products, visit one of the Severs locations in Hamel, Carlinville, Hillsboro, Greenfield, or Auburn, Illinois, or our JCB location in St. Peters, Missouri. Quality brands, quality products, backed by quality people and service for over four decades. Find us at SeversEquipment.com or JCBofSTL.com.
Anybody out there have dentures? Anybody out there thinking about getting dentures? And anybody thinking about dental implants? Well, I'm here to tell you that before you take one more step in that direction, you need to call Bowen Dental Care. At Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain all of your options when it comes to dental implants. In fact, if you have dentures right now, the next 30 years, those dentures are going to be flopping around your mouth. It doesn't have to be like that. Some people will tell you dental implants cost $25,000, but at Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain to you that it doesn't necessarily have to cost you $25,000. There are other options for you when it comes to dental implants. Many people are calling Dr. Bowen as a first opinion, and many people are calling them as a second opinion and hearing great results. Call Bowen Dental Care for all of your dental implants needs, 314-921-3500 or Bowen Dental Care.
It's back, St. Louis. It's the newly expanded St. Charles Boat Show at the St. Charles Convention Center, March 9th through 12th. Your favorite Lake of the Ozarks dealers, all on hand with boats, boating accessories, and big winter savings on all brands of personal watercraft, pontoons, runabouts, luxury yachts, and more. Thursday, March 9th through Sunday, March 12th. Only $9 for adults and $5 for children 6 to 12. Under 6 are free. Get more info at stcharlesboatshow.com. The Lake of the Ozarks Marine Dealers St. Charles Boat Show. March 9th through 12th.
Looks like some cable and phone companies are trying to sell home security. But when a burglar sees one of their signs in the front yard, what does it say? Oh, wow, this home has 599 channels. Or, oh, these guys have high-speed internet. But the ADT sign, it says, this family trusts the company whose name means security. So beat it. It's no wonder five times more people choose ADT to protect their homes.
Learn more at ADT.com and to see licensing and terms and conditions.
Direct from Broadway, the acclaimed masterpiece returns to St. Louis. Roundabout Theater Company's new production of Cabaret is coming to the fabulous Fox Theater.
In cabaret, oh cabaret, to cabaret.
And you can win pairs of tickets on KTRS. Text Cabaret to 84126 or register online at KTRS.com. And it could be you and a friend at the fabulous Fox Theater to see Cabaret March 7th through the 19th from KTRS. Tickets are on sale at MetroTix.com.
Mizzou fans, the 6th annual Griggs Lap Point Mizzou SEC Summit is Wednesday, March 15th at Greenbrier Hills Country Club in Kirkwood. This great Mizzou event benefits the Tiger Scholarship Fund. Come out and see and hear from new athletic director Jim Sterk and head football coach Barry Odom, along with the voices of Mizzou, Howard Richards, Mike Kelly, and Gary Link. Tickets are available for the evening with hors d'oeuvres and cocktails followed by a dinner buffet. The Tiger Scholarship Fund supports Mizzou student athletes. Register online at GriggsLapPointSummit.com.
The new $10 chicken share is KFC's new bucket for two. So grab someone you want to share chicken with and share chicken. KFC, it's finger-looking good.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Our two newest advertisers are MD Health and Wellness and Gateway Lock and Security. I'd like to keep them. I'd like to keep them on board. That's not going to happen unless you check them out and tell them your AM and the PM. And Gateway Lock and Security, I don't understand why somebody wouldn't at least check into the best of the best security, and that's surveillance cameras, high-definition, ultra-high-definition surveillance cameras. I could talk for an hour about the fact this is one of the coolest things ever. It's not just cool and slick. It could save property and lives, and it helps catch bad people. And you can have two or six motion-activated, talk to them. Go to their website, gatewaylockandsecurity.com. That's the website. And then you tell me if you don't think you'd feel a lot more safe and secure with state-of-the-art surveillance cameras from Gateway Lock and Security.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine, when you gonna let me get sober?
Restaurant in this town is Annie Gunn's, and right next door is the Smokehouse Market, and we are so fortunate that they bring us, hey, you know what, it's my favorite segment, from Southern California, please welcome back to this regular segment, Mr. Mike Evans.
Come on now. Hi,
Dan.
Time's getting
right. So sick, huh? Poor boy.
Yeah, he got back from the Dominican. And he's been...
This is the first one ever, because he's always talked about how he's never called in sick before. So first time.
Poor guy. Hey, your puck wish question, we're not even going to have one today. First time I've ever done that. I mean, really, let's get right to it. I mean, you just can't make this stuff up.
No, you can't.
Holier than thou, Hollywood, the know-it-all clowns, first to accuse everybody in the world of everything they don't like, gives the wrong film best picture. I mean... It's just unbelievable. The envelope that Warren Beatty opened for, had Best Actress on it. it had Emma Stone's name on it, and it also had La La Land on it. And inside the card, it said Emma Stone Best Actress in small letters, La La Land. And he still didn't figure it out, and it was very uncomfortable. Now, from what I've been able to gather. First of all, Faye Dunaway and Warren Beatty had argued during rehearsal who was actually going to say who won.
Oh my goodness!
And it got very heated. And then finally, Warren Beatty at rehearsal said, "To hell with it! All right, you know, I'll make some comments. You can say it." So he had just this is news you probably haven't heard of. He had just figured out I got the wrong envelope. And then he pulled it out and showed it to her, and she goes, "La La Land." You know, I mean, this is right up there with Geraldo Rivera's Al Capone.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, you can hear her.
You can't make this stuff up.
On the clip, you could hear her say, "Just get on with it."
Yeah, come
what
on.
What are you doing?
Yeah,
he's like... He says now, he goes, "I knew right away I had the wrong envelope, but I didn't know exactly what to do, and I was trying to just buy time and think it out, and then she said, hurry up, and then kind of grabbed the envelope, and then I pulled it out, and then she just blurted it out."
That is so funny.
That is
you know who is all who is happy about that?
Steve Harvey.
Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah. That was
I need
great.
A drink. Now to the red carpet. Best dressed? I thought Kirsten Dunst looked fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
Halle Berry's hair was ridiculous.
Really?
I mean, her body and her dress was a 10, but her hair was... did you see it?
Yeah. No, I missed her hair.
Nicole Kidman, 10, looked great. Worst dressed? Look, she's a beautiful woman, man, that Janelle Monáe. But her dress looked like smashed aluminum cans and asphalt hooked together with wires. You know which one I'm talking about?
Yeah. No, I missed that,
it's
too.
It's like, what is that? Worse hair for a couple, definitely Jessica Biel, who looked like olive oil. All slicked back with that funny little bun in the back. Looked like, and Justin Timberlake, very uneven, half-shaved head. The opening with Justin Timberlake I thought was good. Only took Kimmel 3 minutes and 15 seconds to start shooting at Trump. Regarding the anti-Trump statements, wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. There were 15 anti-Trump comments.
Yeah,
I thought Kimmel did a pretty good job,
yeah,
actually.
I thought he did too. I like Jimmy Kimmel, and
yeah.
I thought some of that stuff was funny when he was just
the Matt Damon stuff is good when you know.
Absolutely. And by the way, you know, Jimmy Kimmel and I both worked at K-Rock.
That's right.
Ooh. He was a sports guy. I guess he wishes he would have followed my career movements, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I'm on KTRS.
Mm-hmm.
And He's having to work late nights.
Oh, yeah.
At the Oscars.
Who wants that?
I know. But 4 hours long.
Oh, that's ridiculous. That was so ridiculous.
And I don't know if you should or not, but they had a an actress, and I'm drawing a blank. They put up a picture of an actress that was dead, that wasn't dead.
Yeah.
Was it Patricia? Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh.
Thank you. Most shocking and asinine comment of the night. It was from the producer of the People vs. O.J. Simpson. After winning the documentary, the Oscar for the documentary, he said, quote, "I accept this award for Ron Goldman and Nicole Brown Simpson and their families and for all the people in the United States who have been affected by police brutality."
What
the hell does police brutality have to do with O.J. Simpson?
Yeah, I know.
What the hell was that?
Nothing.
I don't think.
It had nothing to do with O.J. Simpson.
I think he was just throwing crap out there.
You know, and then you got the guy from the woman that came and read that stupid statement from the guy that won from Iran for foreign film. It's like Iran, who just yesterday had their military march with signs, "Death to America, Death to Israel," and they're giving her a standing ovation because he's bad mouthing the United States.
I know.
Oh, I just hate these people in Hollywood. They're just a bunch of overpaid, over-pampered, over-sexed ass bites. But here's some interesting good news. Post-party quickie, because of the massive screw-up and confusion, I think that was the reason where a lot of people went to the Variety and Vanity Fair party rather than stick around for the Governor's Ball. 1,500 pounds of uneaten food prepared by Wolfgang Puck,
wow,
including lobster, caviar, and chocolate souffles, were trucked over to the Los Angeles Mission to feed the homeless.
Wow.
Yeah. I think that was a pretty. I think Price Waterhouse was eating crow at the same time.
Oh,
but
yeah.
They were having. So that was kind of cool. So at least something good came from these goofy, overrated, egomaniac, ridiculous night that ended in the all-time worst Hollywood script you could have imagined.
So the homeless got a Wolfgang Puck.
Oh yeah,
gourmet meal.
Pounds.
That's good,
man.
Stuff. I like that.
Beauty.
Good for them.
Yeah. Well, so we'll remember the 89th Oscar, which had horrible ratings.
Yeah, that's what I heard. They were
horrible
down.
Ratings, and the 18 to 25. Nobody watched.
And they say that because of that, they probably won't have Jimmy Kimmel back because they blame the host of it. But you know
The show is boring.
It's the whole show and the whole thing.
It's the Democrats, you know, that hate Trump. So a lot of Trump people would just didn't bother to watch.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Better
well, that's my report
long.
on the Oscars.
It's just way too long.
Yeah. Oh, way too long.
Yeah.
I mean, people in New York, it ended at 12:15.
Oh, there were a lot of people in New York and here in St. Louis, they all went to bed. It's like, so they didn't even get to see that thing live, the debacle.
Ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. Now, what about little Frankie Opinion? I'm a little worried about our boy.
Frank Opinion. I don't know. We'll call him. He'll be in tomorrow, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think it's just an intestinal thing for about 24 hours.
Yeah.
I kind of worry about the boy, you know.
He was having to run into the bathroom.
Well, that's no good, homie. That's no good. Well, you don't ever want the squirts, homie.
No.
Have a great day, Mike Evans. All I want to say.
Thank you, Mike. Mike Evans brought to you by Annie Guns and the Smokehouse Market.
Meep, meep.
All right, let's throw it up top of the traffic. And here's Tim Weiland, Airborne.
All right, they cleared that accident, Highway 67 and Meyer Road in Jefferson County. They're still working with the accident on westbound 40 at Highway 70 as traffic backing up just about to Winghaven now. You've pretty well thinned out up in North County on eastbound Highway 270, southbound 270. Still running pretty slow, though, from Highway 40, 64 down through Doherty Ferry. We have eastbound 40 thinning out now to the Poplar Street Bridge, and westbound 40 drivers still heavy now from between Van Deventer and Boyle to McCausland. And this traffic report is brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Indeed.com delivers five times more hires than any other job site. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. I'm Tim Weiland with your KTRS Airborne Traffic.
Thanks to Mike and to Bill and to John and to Jose. And thank you, Ian and Dan. I'm Scott. Frank will be here, I'm sure, tomorrow. Have a great night, everybody. Drive safe. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
This is Christine, recruiter for the VA healthcare system. We are seeking full-time medical technologists to provide pathology and laboratory services for our veterans at our local facility. The VA offers competitive benefits including pension, 401k, paid vacation, holidays, and sick leave. Serious candidates, please call me at 314-488-8252. Be a part of this winning team and honor our veterans. Call me, Christine, at 314-488-8252. The VA healthcare system, healthcare for heroes.
Hey, it's Brendan Weesey. I am so excited to be part of the Big 550 KTRS Sports Department. Listen to Jim Huer and I weeknights at 6:30. It's going to be a blast.
The Big Sports Show.
Big Sports Show
on KTRS.
Trust ADT to protect your home, family, and all you care about. When you have ADT security, it's more than a sign in your yard. It's a line in the sand. Visit ADT.com.
Sell home security. But when a burglar sees one of their signs in the front yard, what does it say? Oh, wow, this home has 599 channels. Or, oh, these guys have high-speed internet. But the ADT sign, it says, this family trusts the company whose name means security. So beat it. It's no wonder five times more people choose ADT to protect their homes.
Learn more at ADT.com and to see licensing and terms and conditions.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS. St. Louis.
Mardi Gras celebrations continue in New Orleans just days after a drunk driver slams into a crowd of parade goers. Tonight, a look at what the city is doing to make sure their remaining celebrations stay safe.
Plus, Mitt Romney at Washington University, what he said about the future of our nation.
All new at 6, police are looking for the man behind a massive theft in O'Fallon, Illinois.
And by massive, we mean 80,000 pounds, and that is only part of the story. Andy Banker is here with a story that you will only see on Fox. Andy?
Hey, guys. Police say someone stole an excavator, and they took it and drove it to a nearby car wash to steal change machines from the car wash. But it's